Hello, everybody. Welcome to UMBC versus Gettysburg, Game 11. UMBC looking to pick up their first win of the season, hosting the Gettysburg Bullets. Starting for UMBC, taking the opening draw will be Scotty Collinson, number 22. Opposite of Scotty Collinson off the draw will be number 11, Matthew Calamar. UMBC will win the opening draw right to Quista Lewis. Ethan Freeze will pick up the puck along the wing and look over to Scotty. Gettysburg will take this puck the other way. This will be number 25, Quinn Calamane, taking the shot turned aside by Sean Brown. First shot on goal saved 14 seconds into the game. One shot on goal for Gettysburg, one save for Sean Brown as Scotty Collinson wins his second draw. Krista Lewis will get this puck out of the zone, and it's Ethan Freeze with an early opportunity. He'll take a shot right under the legs of the goaltender. He makes the save. That is Sebastian Supes. A shot on goal apiece. Ethan Freeze with a nice opportunity. Tried to go five-hole on Supes. Goaltender able to track it and make the save through the five-hole faceoff in the Gettysburg zone. This draw will be won by UMBC and Scotty Collinson once again. Brenner Granson has it. He'll take a shot from the point. That one does not get through. That one blocked. Gettysburg will turn it up the other way over the center line. This one dumped back behind Sean Brown and picked up by Robbie Wilkinson. Freeze picks it up on his backhand behind his cage, looking for options. He'll worry to work this one out to Lewis. This pass intercepted. He'll try to cut in for the pass across. That one did not get through. The pass from Matthews broken up by Freeze in the middle ice. Granson tries to work this one ahead just out of the reach of DeAngelis. DeAngelis will chase this one down, cycle it around the backhand, a big hit on the boards by Dom DeAngelis. This will be Matthew Calamar moving it the other way. Calamar over the blue line, surfaces it on his backhand, tries to shovel one over the head of Sean Brown and out of play. 18:49 left in the first period, no score yet, shots on goal one apiece. This will be a face-off in the UMBC zone to be taken by Gavin Hayes. UMBC will win this draw. Moving this one ahead will be Dylan Schaub. Schaub over the line. This will be moved behind the net. So I'm trying to get it out in front. They score! Gavin Hayes there to pick up the loose puck in front, and UMBC has the first goal of the game. Ensuing faceoff goes the other way. UMBC with another opportunity here. A 1-0 lead for the first time on home ice this season. UMBC has the first goal of the game. Gettysburg will try to move this one out of the zone. Can't get it out of the zone. Second try will work now. They'll get it over the blue line, looking to get this one back. Centering pass broken up. This one goes wide. They score! Gettysburg gets it right back. A centering pass chipped over the shoulder of Sean Brown. And a few seconds later, this game is tied. Suing faceoff for Gettysburg. They keep this one in the zone play, blown dead right off the draw. Another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone. 17:30 to go in the first period. Score tied at one apiece. Shots on goal, two apiece. Goals in this game, Kyle Quigley for Gettysburg and Gavin Hayes for UMBC. Scotty Collinson will take this faceoff. Opposite of him, Matthew Calamar, starting lineups for both sides on the ice now. This shot will be picked off. Gettysburg has it back in the neutral zone, dumped in. This one will be played by Brenner Granston behind the net. Granston circles this one on his forehand. Granston hits the gas over the blue line. Granston tries to get this one over to DeAngelis. That pass broken up. Trying to get this one out of zone. Down goes Matthews. Picked up by Brady Toms for UMBC. Back to Krista Lewis. Lewis shot up in the air. Knocked down. Kept in the zone by Gettysburg. Scotty Collinson will pick this one up. Taken back by Gettysburg and dumped into the bench. Play blown dead. 16:52 to go in the first period. Score tied at one apiece. Shots on goal still two apiece. Faceoff coming at center ice for Scotty Collinson and Calamar. Calamar wins this one clean. Trying to work this one ahead. picked up by Calamar. One-on-one with Brenner Granson. Battle of the 11s. A centering pass does not connect, and Freeze will try to pick this one up and wheel it the other way. Freeze makes a move. Freeze trying to cut to the middle, try to make it two. His shot turned aside by Sebastian Supes. Freeze with two chances early in this game. Supes stands tall to them both. UMBC now takes the shot on goal lead. Calamar stood up by Brenner Granson at the blue line, not before dumping this puck in to be picked up by Gettysburg in the corner. Trying to wheel this one back. This one will go all the way out of the zone. They'll try to chase this one down. No icing called. Gettysburg will pick this one up in the defensive zone. This will be number 19, Nicholas Connor. Calamar tries a centering pass across. That one broken up by Brown on the diving play. A big save by Sean Brown to keep this one square. Granson tries to spring Freeze. Freeze with an opportunity. Just couldn't control the bouncing puck. Freeze has options in front. He'll try a shot. That one blocked and goes wide. Arm raised. Penalty upcoming on UMBC. Gettysburg will get the first power play of this game. Gettysburg players slow to get up in the corner. Gettysburg will have the first power play of this game. Penalty kill for beginning for UMBC. Gavin Hayes will take this draw opposite of Matthew Calamar. Calamar will win this draw into the boards. This pass gets out of the zone. Trying to work this one over. This one behind the net for Gettysburg, trying to circle this puck around. Try to wheel this one back out. This one back to the point for Calamar. Calamar takes a shot that doesn't get through.
Yes.
This one, the shot on goal, deflected, score. Power play goal for Gettysburg. And it's a 2-1 lead for the Bullets. Ensuing faceoff coming here. Gettysburg wins this puck back, circling it around. They've got momentum on their side. Now this shot from the point does not get through. That one blocked. Try to work this one ahead for Poschel out of the zone. Gettysburg picks it back up. Calamar, the goal scorer, moving this one the other way. Calamar makes a move around a couple, trying to work this one to the outside for Quinn Calamain. Trying to work this one for a centering pass. That one does not connect to Michael Baer. This one back to the point. Matthews. Trying to work this one back out again. Tries a wraparound try, turned aside by Brown. Gettysburg pouring it on now, 14:25 to go in the first period. The whistle goes as the net comes off its moorings for another faceoff. .14:24 to go in the first period. 2-1 Gettysburg. Shots on goal. 4-3 for the Gettysburg Bullets. This shot from the faceoff does not connect and goes into the boards. This one will be chased down by Crum. Hembrecht works this one the other way. Poschel trying to get out of the zone, cannot. Collinson picks up on his backhand, able to get it out of the zone. Dylan Schaub will try to move this one ahead for Poschel. Gets away from Poschel. Picked up by number 19, Nicholas Connor. Connor works it ahead. Goes right down the middle. Tries to cut to the net. Turned aside by Brown. A big save to keep this a one-goal game. 13:47 left in the first period. This one will go all the way down for an icing on UMBC for another draw in the defensive zone. Face-off in the UMBC zone. Picked up by Gettysburg, number 12, Thomas Diodario. Taken to the boards by Poschel. DeAngelis will pick this one up, try to work it and dump it in off the boards. Gets around one. DeAngelis might have an opportunity here. Tries a centering pass, broken up by Supes. Does not get across. He will cover for a whistle with 13:29 to go in the first period. Shots on goal to this point, 5-3 for Gettysburg. Last shot on goal coming from DeAngelis on the backhand pass. Taking this faceoff for UMBC will be Scotty Collinson. Opposite of Collinson will be Matthew Calamar. Collinson will try to win this one back to Granston. Able to get it over to DeAngelis. DeAngelis taken to the boards, taken back by Gettysburg, Ralph Norse. Gettysburg trying to wheel this one out of the zone, gets away from one. This will be Calamar moving it down the wing. This one broken up by Krista Lewis. UMBC able to get it back. Freeze trying to make some room to the outside. Lewis trying to chip it up and over. Nice play by Lewis to get this puck into the zone. Freeze will try to chase it down, picked up behind the Gettysburg net. Norse able to move it away. Gettysburg circling it back behind their own cage, chased down by Scotty Collinson. Gettysburg player has lost a glove behind the net. This one will be dumped in. Chased all the way down. Lewis controls in her own zone, looking for options. Tries to move this one to Freeze. Almost picked up by Norse. And now here's Ethan Freeze over the blue line, looking for an opportunity. He'll take a shot into the chest of Supes. Third shot on goal of the game for Ethan Freeze. Supes able to track them all. Lewis works it back for Granston. Granston making a move around a couple. Granston makes a move around another over the blue line. Granston now looking for an opportunity. He'll take a shot into the mask of Supes. And another save for Sebastian Suez to keep Gettysburg in the lead. This puck behind the net. Gettysburg picks it back up, trying to work it out of the zone. Broken up by Freeze, looking for another opportunity. Tried to get it over to DeAngelis, just out of his reach. This will go out of the zone. Picked up by Brenner Granston. Granston looks for options. Tries to make a move around one. That will be broken up by Norse. Two on one. Broken up by Crystal Lewis. Back to Brenner Granston. Granston over the center line. He'll take this one over the blue line. He's got some options. Granston, Alexa taking himself, turned aside. Kept in by Granston once again. Has that one poked away. Two on one for Gettysburg. Unless Granston can hustle, it is Kalamar with this opportunity. Kalamar takes the shot, turned aside by Sean Brown. The puck still loose behind the net. Kalamar still has it, looking for options all the way back at the point. Kalamar circling all the way around. This one backhanded behind the net, picked up by Crystal Lewis. Lewis dumps this one out along the boards. DeAngelis picks it back up. Kalamar able to take it back. Matthew Kalamar, 13 goals in two games, according to his stat sheet so far this season, as he'll wheel this one all the way back out to the point for Cooper Matthews. Matthews with a weak shot deflected over the shoulder of Sean Brown and into the corners. So in the shot taken, they score. 3-1 for Gettysburg, a shot from the corner over the shoulder of Sean Brown, and with 11 minutes to go, it's 3-1 Gettysburg.
11-13.
Faceoff following the goal, won by UMBC, trying to get back in this game. Not even halfway through the first period. 3-1 for Gettysburg. They've got three unanswered. This one back to the point and dumped back into the corner. UMBC trying to get back on the board here. This one will be played by Crum behind the net. They'll try one in front. Losing the puck, still looking for it. This one will go behind the net all the way back out to the point for Temenak. Micah Temenak will chase this one into the corner. UMBC very close to a second goal of the game there, but the puck just goes behind the net. Chasing this one down will be Matt Hembrek, making his season debut. Now this one dumped in again. Brandon Feldman will play this one. He'll circle this one down, looking for options. Tries to find Brady Toms just out of his reach. He'll touch it up. That will be a shot on goal technically for... And this one will go wide. Halfway through the first period, Gettysburg trying to make another rush up the wing. Thomas Diodario tries a centering pass that does not connect. They'll circle this one behind the net, looking for an option back to the point for Robbie Wilkinson. Wilkinson will work it back to Nick Connor. Connor pressured, loses it. This one will go out of the zone and chased back by Quinn Calamane. Robbie Wilkinson right in front of the penalty box. He'll move this one over the blue line. He'll look for some options as he holds it along the boards. Tries a centering pass that does not connect. Crum will pick it up and get it out of the zone. Here's a chance, another one for Ethan Freeze, trying to get UMBC back on the board. His shot into the five hole of Soups and able to cover. Fourth shot on goal of the game for Ethan Freeze. He's been pushed to the wing so far. Only a matter of time before he breaks through. 9:24 left in the first period. 3-1 for the Gettysburg Bullets. This faceoff will be in the Gettysburg zone. Scotty Collinson will take this one. He'll bounce off the boards and go right to a Gettysburg player. Granston tried to keep it in, just gets over the line, but Granston able to control possession and dump it back in. Delayed offsides will force Gettysburg to retreat. Cooper Matthews works it ahead. This one will be taken by Calamane. Calamane with a shot right into the mask of Brown. He makes the save. This one back to the point for Cooper Matthews. Matthews tried to pass down low. This shot goes wide. Back to the point for Matthews. Ralph Norse. He's pressured by Brenner Granston. And now here's Ethan Freeze. Ahead of steam up the wing. He's got DeAngelis on his right. Freeze taken into the boards. still looking for some options back to the point. This shot just goes wide, and it'll be taken by Calamane one-on-one with Branston. Collinson able to hustle back, and Branston breaks that play up. Lewis loses the puck along the blue line. This one dumped in right to Brenner Granston. Lewis takes it back, loses control of the puck right to Calamane. He'll take a shot that goes over the goal. Wilkinson loses it. He'll try another shot right into the glove of Sean Brown, and he'll save it and cover it for the whistle with 8:12 to go in the first period. Shots on goal, 10 for Gettysburg, 8 for UMBC. Line changes coming for both sides now. Coming on the ice for UMBC, Brandon Feldman and Dylan Schaub. Crystal Lewis will stay on, along with Brenner Granston. This shot from the corner goes well over the head of Brown. Picked up by Poschel. Poschel tries to make a move around one, loses control. Gettysburg able to pick it up. He'll look for some options behind the net. Tried to shovel this one to the pads of Brown. He'll make the save. He'll try another one that goes wide. Picked up once again. Picked up by UMBC. Trying to work this one out of the zone is Schaub. He'll get it out, but Gettysburg gets it back. Schaub gets it back and dumps it into the offensive zone to be played by Michael Cetera. Poschel will chase this one down behind the net. Gettysburg regains possession. They'll start this one in their own zone. Looking for a rush up the wing. This one will be broken up by Granston. Slowed down for the moment as Gettysburg gets it back. He'll try a deke. Broken up by Granston and out of the zone. Restarting this one in their own zone will be number 19, Nicholas Connor. Connor wheels this one back. Looking for some options as he approaches the center line. He'll elect to carry it into the offensive zone himself. He'll look for an opportunity. Shut down by Lewis. He'll try a wraparound. Unable to control it. Brown out of position, but unable to control that puck was Nick Connor. This shot from the boards, saved by Brown and covered. 12th shot on goal of the period for Gettysburg. Brown able to stop 9 of them to this point. Fresh skaters for both sides coming on the ice now. On the ice for Gettysburg, number 11, Matthew Calamar, 2 goals in this first period. This draw is won by UMBC and dumped all the way down. Gettysburg able to keep this puck in at the point. This shot saved by Brown off the post and off the back wall back into his glove, and he covers. 6:42 to go in the first period, a 3-1 lead for the Gettysburg Bullets. UMBC with the first goal of the game from Gavin Hayes. Since then, Gettysburg has responded with 3 of their own from Kyle Quigley and 2 from Matthew Calamar. Gettysburg will try to wheel this one out. UMBC able to get it out. And now maybe a potential rush here the other way for UMBC. This one will be picked up by Hayes. Hayes tries to wheel this one back to the point, picked off by Gettysburg. Trying to wheel this one ahead to Ralph Norse. They'll try to work this one over to Calamar on the opposite wing. He'll take a shot, turned aside, the puck still loose in front. Brown able to make a couple saves and kicks it aside. Great display of goaltending from Sean Brown to keep us a 2-goal game on plenty of rebound opportunities in front. This one will come to Robbie Wilkinson and go back behind the net. Taken back by Gettysburg on the pass attempt by Temenak. Temenak trying to wheel this one out still. Takes down Quigley. Back to the point for Calamar. Calamar winds up with a shot up in the air, scores! That one took a weird hop in front, 4-1 for Gettysburg. The shot by Calamar hit a couple bodies in front, and it's a 3-goal lead for the Bullets with 5:52 left in the first period. That'll be Norse with the goal for Gettysburg, assisted by Matthew Calamar. Calamar so far with 3 points in this first period. Ralph Norse with his first point. Gettysburg will try a rush the other way. They've got a potential 3-on-2. Robbie Wilkinson will start this rush the other way. His shot from the outside kicked aside by the blocker of Sean Brown. UMBC will chase this puck down into the corner. This one back to the point for Calamar. He'll try another one. That one blocked by Collinson. Collinson will chase this puck down. Hard collision along the boards. This one will be worked behind Sean Brown. Gettysburg will pick it back up. This will be Michael Baer working it back to Cetera. Cetera shot along the ice, easily broken up and out of the zone. Freeze deflects it. And all the way back down, they will call this one an icing. 4:55 left in the first period. 4-1 for the Gettysburg Bullets. This will come all the way back down. Collinson, DeAngelis, and Freeze on the ice for UMBC, along with Temanek and Matt Hembrecht. This draw will be won by Gettysburg. Nick Connor tries to wheel this one to the net, turned aside. Brown able to cover this one up for a whistle, 4:47 left in the first period. With the whistle, line changes coming for UMBC. Temanek off the ice along with Hembrecht on the ice now. Brenner Granston and Krista Lewis change up the forwards as well. Brady Toms steps onto the ice along with Brandon Feldman. Draw one by Gettysburg. They'll wheel this one around across the point. This shot from the outside right into the chest protector of Sean Brown, and he will cover for the save. Be another face-off in the UMBC zone. This one will be taken by Feldman along with Thomas Diodario. Feldman will win this one, but it goes to a Gettysburg player back to the point. Brenner Granston picks this one up behind his own cage, has it taken away, able to get it back, trying to wheel this one out of the zone and gets by. This one will go all the way back down. No icing as it was touched up by Diario at the point. Gettysburg will start this rush in their own end. Moving it ahead to number 25, Quinn Calamane. Calamane one-on-one with Lewis, tries to wheel this one over. This one, the shot from the outside, turned aside by Brown. They'll scrum for this puck behind the net. They'll try a wraparound try, turned aside. Net comes off its moorings, whistle goes for another faceoff. 4:04 to go in the first period, 4-1 for Gettysburg.
I got
a goal song. Yeah. Calamane has this one. He'll take this faceoff along Brandon Feldman. Feldman will win this one back to Brenner Granston on his backhand. Just unable to get it out of the zone. A kicking play by Cetera to keep this puck into the zone. They'll try another wraparound shutdown by Brown. Another opportunity goes wide of the goal. Net comes off its moorings once again. This will be another whistle. Officials checking the net, making sure that it is secure this time before we drop the puck again. Calamane will take this faceoff for Gettysburg alongside Brandon Feldman. This one will be won by Feldman all the way to Brenner Granston. UMBC will try to start this rush in their own end. Granston will take it himself over the center line and over the blue line. Granston with an opportunity takes a shot, rings it off the post and out of play for a whistle. Great opportunity for Brenner Granston, just unable to get it underneath the crossbar. Still a 3-goal lead in favor of Gettysburg. 3:38 to go in the first. UMBC's top line back out on the ice. Collinson, Freeze, and DeAngelis with Granston and Lewis back at the point. Collinson wins the draw, but it's picked up by Gettysburg. Collinson will try to chase this one down. Works it across the ice for Lewis. Lewis takes the shot. Puck is loose, just unable to get it through. Back to the point for Granston. He'll take a shot. Puck goes behind the net. This one worked all the way down and gets past Lewis. Good opportunities for UMBC to get back on the board. Supes still able to shut them down as Granston will start this one himself. He'll take it over the line. Tries to look for some options. He'll try one. Unable to get to Freeze. The net comes off its moorings. This time a faceoff in the UMBC zone. .304 left in the first period. Pass by Brenner Granston, unable to connect for Ethan Freeze. Instead, the net comes off. This puck will come out to the neutral zone. It'll be Scotty Collinson and Matthew Calamane taking this faceoff. One by Collinson to Freeze. Freeze looks for an opportunity. Takes the shot, turned aside by Supes. 5 shots on goal for Ethan Freeze in this period. He'll try a centering pass. That one broken up and goes back behind the net. Collinson trying to chase this puck down along with Freeze. Freeze on his backhand behind the net. Gettysburg picks off the pass and will move it themselves, going one-on-one with Crystal Lewis is Cooper Matthews. Matthews gets around, takes the shot, turned aside by Brown. Lewis picks it up behind the net. Dom DeAngelis, he'll dump this one in. That one on goal and covered by Soups. That'll be a shot on goal for DeAngelis from center ice. 2:22 left in the first period. It's a 4-1 lead for Gettysburg. Line changes coming for UMBC. Brandon Feldman will take this faceoff against Calamain. Feldman will win it. Back to Temenak at the point. Temenak tries to line one up. That one goes wide of the goal. Good decision from Temenak to take that shot. Just couldn't get it onto the crossbar. He'll battle for it along the boards. Hembrecht dumps it back in. UMBC keeps. Trying to work it back to Temenak. Temenak on his backhand tries to wheel it back behind the net. That one will be picked off by Cetera. Unable to get it out of the zone. Temenak able to keep it in. Now Feldman keeps it in. His shot scores! Brandon Feldman with the shot from the point with 1:49 left in the first period. UMBC back on the board. A surprise shot by Feldman. And we've got a game again. That'll be Gavin Hayes with the goal. Ensuing faceoff, another rush opportunity for UMBC that is turned aside by Supes. 1:39 left in the first period. Gavin Hayes with two goals on the game so far. This one will be won by Gettysburg back behind the net. Trying to chase it down. Puck gets out of the zone, and now it's Gettysburg trying to get this one right back. They'll move it down the wing. A centering pass does not connect, and Crum backhands it out of the zone to be played by Connor. Nick Connor will try this one again. He'll look for Diodario. Crum trying to play it, kicks it into his own zone. He'll chase this one back down. Gettysburg picks it up, wheeling it behind their own net. Backhand pass fumbled, picked up by UMBC. It's Feldman who worked this one along the boards. 1 minute remaining in the period. Gettysburg starts this one back up again. Lewis will try to chase this one down in her own zone. She'll pick it up, has some options, circles it around the boards for Brenner Granston. Granston makes a move, trying to get this one out of his own zone, loses control, and now Gettysburg opportunity, rings it off the bar. He'll try for another one. That one broken up by Brenner Granston as Lewis now will control behind their own net. 28 seconds left in the first period. Lewis trying to chase this one down. Penalty upcoming on Gettysburg. UMBC will get their first power play of the game with 22 seconds left in the first period. Power play underway for UMBC with less than 20 seconds to go in the period. This one will go out to the neutral zone and picked up by Ethan Fries. Fries takes it back into the offensive zone looking for an opportunity. Fries behind the net, tries a centering pass, does not connect. Back out to Lewis at the point, 7 seconds left. This one will go all the way back down, and that'll do it for the first period. 4-2 for Gettysburg after 20 minutes. Second period underway, 4-2 for Gettysburg. UMBC still on the power play for another 90 seconds as this possession will begin in UMBC's own zone with Brenner Granston controlling. Granston moves this one to Fries over the center line. Fries loses control. He'll pick it back up, back to Granston. Granston will make a move, lose control, pick it back up. He's got Fries behind him, tries to circle it to him, no one home. This one picked back up by Gettysburg. Trying to do this one around shorthanded for an opportunity. Now UMBC will try it for a rush. This one ahead for Scotty Collinson. Collinson along the wings tries a centering pass, doesn't connect. Collinson tries to work it out from behind the net, has it broken up. He'll try to chase it back down. Scrum for it with Diario. Picked back up by UMBC. Backhand turned aside and saved by Sebastian Supes on the power play. 43 seconds left on the power play for UMBC. We are 56 seconds into the second period. UMBC with the lone shot on goal of the period. Fresh bodies coming on for Gettysburg on the penalty kill. Scotty Collinson will still be taking this draw opposite of Calamar. Calamar wins this draw. Gettysburg up and just past Granston to get it out of the zone. Granston will try to control this one back in the neutral zone. He's got Ethan Fries behind him. Granston makes a move and works this one ahead, gets it over the line. Granston takes the shot and scores! Brenner Granston scores, and it's a one-goal game. Following faceoff is won by Gettysburg. They'll try to wheel this one back as UMBC has made it a one-goal game on the power play, courtesy of Brenner Granston with an unassisted goal. This will be Poschel working this one ahead on his backhand. Poschel battled forward with it along the board, so he'll try to pick this one back up. Gettysburg will get it back and start a rush the other way. They've got a 3-on-2. Taking this one over the line is Calamar, dropping it back off. They will take a shot, saved by Sean Brown. Big save by Brown with the blocker, and it's still a one-goal game. Brenner Granston getting UMBC back in it early in the second period. So far, Sean Brown stopping 19 of 23. 18:09 left in the second period. UMBC will win this draw back to Temenac, loses it. This one, the shot from the outside right into the chest of Brown, and he will stop it and cover for another whistle. Just only a couple seconds pass on that possession. 18:06 left in the second period. Draw won by Gettysburg. Back to the point for Connor. His shot lost in the skates. This one will be picked up by UMBC. They'll start a rush the other way. Hayes will dump it into the zone, puck loose, and covered by Supes. A funny bounce off the boards. Caught Supes by surprise, but he covers for a whistle. Faceoff coming in the Gettysburg zone. Good chance for Phil Crum to get this game tied. Supes able to follow and cover for the whistle. Gavin Hayes will take this faceoff as Gettysburg goes for a quick line change, taking Calamar off the ice. Draw won by UMBC. Hayes, he'll look for some options. And he'll try to wheel this one back to the outside. Picked up, the shot from the outside does not get through. And now a potential rush for Gettysburg. Unable to control that puck is Nick Connor. And he flubs a potential scoring chance for Gettysburg. It's all have to start with all UMBC defenders in front of them now in their own zone. Connor wheels it back. This one for Diario. Diario will take it into the zone. This one will try to get one to Brown, turned aside and kicked aside by Sean Brown. He'll try another one, turned aside by Brown again on the shot from the point. This one will get out of the zone. Quinn Calamain works it over to his partner at the other end. Picked back up for Diario. Tumbling hit on the boards. Gavin Hayes with a nice little somersault. This one will try one to the net, broken up. Out of the zone, nope, kept in by Gettysburg. A nice keeping with the reach of the stick. Trying to cut to the net, he'll try a wraparound try and scores! Nicholas Connor on the wraparound try beats Sean Brown to the far post, and Gettysburg gets the goal back. It's a two-goal lead once again, 16:45 to go in the second period. Nicholas Connor gives Gettysburg a two-goal lead once again. That'll be his first point of the night. Ensuing draw controlled by Gettysburg, 16:34 left in the second period, 5-3 for Gettysburg. Cooper Matthews over the line. He'll try for a shot, turned aside by Brown, picked up by Brenner Granston. Granston looking for options ahead of him, able to get it out, trying to get it to Brady Toms, just out of his reach. Toms picks it up on his backhand, gets it into the offensive zone. Looking for options behind him is Gettysburg, able to get this one out. Moving this one ahead is Diario. Diario loses it along the boards. Try to wheel this one back, broken up by Brenner Granston. Shot from the outside, goes wide of the goal by Matthew Calamar. Kept in by Gettysburg. Pass broken up on the cross-ice pass, broken up by Brandon Feldman. Feldman able to keep this one. A nice defensive possession for Feldman as he tries to get a rush up the other way. Feldman able to get this one into the offensive zone. Gets it to Brady Toms. The shot from the outside, catching Supes by surprise, but it goes over the goal. Gettysburg will start this rush in their own zone. Moving it ahead is Calamain with a shot turned aside by Brown and knocks it into the boards. They'll try a wraparound attempt turned aside by Brown for a second time. Two shots on goal, two saves for Brown. This one will be picked up by Ethan Fries. He'll move this one ahead to James Poschel. Poschel with two defenders in front of him gets it over the line. Scotty Collinson into the corners. Looking for a centering pass in front. Does not connect to DeAngelis. Lewis breaks this puck up along the boards. Calamain able to pick it up for Gettysburg, broken up by Ethan Freeze, back to Brenner Granston. Granston takes it over the line. Granston with a shot. Turned aside by Supes for a save. Faceoff coming in the Gettysburg zone. Brenner Granston having himself a night with another shot on goal. 14:52 left in the second period. 5-3 for the Gettysburg Bullets. This one will go back to Krista Lewis at the point. She'll take a shot. That one gets blocked and out of the zone. Picking it up is Matthew Kalmar, the one guy you don't want with the puck. He'll move in. Shoot! Off the side of the goal, does not go in. Kalmar able to get it back. Broken back up. DeAngelis moves it up ahead. He has it over the center line. He's got Freeze on the opposite wing. He'll try to dump it in for a shot. Scores! A chipping shot from the blue line, and Dom DeAngelis gets it under Supes. And UMBC gets it back. It's a one-goal game again. Ensuing faceoff controlled by UMBC as it is a one-goal game once again. Gettysburg gets possession back. UMBC takes it right back. Wheeling this one back into their own zone is Hembrecht. Hembrecht trying to wheel this one ahead to Freeze. His pass is picked off. Gettysburg moves it in over the line. Tries to wheel it around on the backhand. Brown trying to find it, and he'll cover. Extra swipe by Gettysburg. Brown doesn't like it. Scrum in front of the net, quickly broken up by the officials. 14:02 to go in the second period. That last goal from Dom DeAngelis, a chip-in shot on his backhand, goes right through the pads of Sebastian Supes to make this a one-goal game once again. Dom DeAngelis, his second goal in as many games. It is 5-4 for Gettysburg, 14:02 left in the second period. This draw will be won by Gavin Hayes. Hayes has a goal himself. He's got two even. This one will go all the way back down. Supes able to get that rolling puck for certain this time. He makes extra care to cover that one. This will be a faceoff in the Gettysburg zone. This draw will be won by Hayes. Looks for the hat trick with a shot that just trickles over the goal. This one will get back out. Breaking up that odd man rush potential is Poschel. Hayes makes a move around one. Poschel gets it back. He'll look for an opportunity. Tries a centering pass. Does not connect. Poschel battling forward in front. Tried to look for one. Sot one turned aside by Supes on the shot from James Poschel. UMBC controls. Temenak keeps it in. Hayes backhand. Turned aside. The rebound. Unable to get it past Supes. Follows that one with the blocker for the save. Gavin Hayes looking for the hat trick, unable to convert with 13:18 to go in the second period. UMBC an inch away from tying this game up at five as they'll bring on the big guns now. Freeze, Granston, Collinson, Lewis, DeAngelis on the ice for UMBC trying to get this game back and even. Kalmar on the ice for Gettysburg as well. This one back to Lewis. Lewis tries to slide one to the goal. The rebound, Lewis DeAngelis just has the puck get away from him. He'll wheel this one back around for another shot that goes wide of the goal. Gettysburg able to control. Kalmar brings it out of the zone, trying to look for a rush himself. This one goes over the blue line. Kalmar takes the shot turned aside by Brown. Freeze picks it up. He'll circle this one behind his own net. Freeze works this one ahead just out of the reach of DeAngelis. This one will go all the way back down. Icing waved off. Gettysburg will chase this one down in their own zone. Gettysburg picks this one up. Back pass broken up by Freeze. Gettysburg maintains control as they'll move this one over the blue line and they will dump it in. Krista Lewis. This one will be picked up by Ethan Freeze. 12:30 to go in the second period. Puck still in the UMBC zone. Controlled by Granston behind the net. Looks ahead to Ethan Freeze. Freeze still looking for his first of the night as he'll take this one over the blue line. Makes a move around one. Takes the shot turned aside by Supes. Some of the goals Supes have let in tonight haven't been great, but he has had Freeze's number so far. That is the seventh shot on goal of the game for Freeze. DeAngelis tries a backhand. That one turned aside by Supes. Gettysburg takes this puck out of the zone, making a move around a couple guys as Cooper Matthews, and he gets knocked down by Krista Lewis. Great play by Krista Lewis to knock that puck loose. Gettysburg trying to keep this puck in the zone. They do. They'll dump it back into the corner. This one will go all the way down and back out to be played by DeAngelis. DeAngelis over the line. looking for his second goal. This one up in the air and into the glove of Supes. That was going over the goal, but he will grab it and hold it for the whistle with 11:41 to go in the second period. A one-goal game. Gettysburg with a 5-4 lead. Fresh skaters for both sides. Taking this faceoff will be Brandon Feldman. Opposite the faceoff for Feldman will be Thomas Diodario. Feldman will win the draw. This one back point dumped in by Hembrecht. Cetera chases this one down the defensive zone. Tried to dump this one out. Can't get it out. Temanek keeps it in. Temanek with a drive down the wing. Tries a centering pass. Does not connect. Back to the outside for Hembrecht. He scores! Matt Hembrecht in his debut ties the game for UMBC. It is 5-5. It is a tie game now, 5-5 with 11 minutes to go. Gettysburg trying to get one back here as they'll try to work this one into the offensive zone. A dump pass does not connect. This one out of the reach of the forward and down into the corner. That gets away from Connor. UMBC with four goals in the first 10 minutes of this period to tie this game up. Still battling for it along the corner. This one back to the point. Tries one for the outside. That pass across ice to Connor does not connect. Gettysburg will keep this puck back into the outside. They'll try a shot. That one deflects wide and bounces wide of the goal. Potential penalty coming up on UMBC. So down to the corner. Extra man on for Gettysburg. Now 6-on-5. This one will go all the way down. Is that going to go? Oh, and it just goes wide of the goal. Almost an own goal for Gettysburg. An inch away from UMBC taking the lead as the goalie out of the net for the extra skater for Gettysburg almost costs them. This one over the line. Shot turned aside by Brown. Kalamar turned aside. Power play coming for Gettysburg to retake the lead as we are halfway through this game now. UMBC to the box, power play coming up for Gettysburg. Big power play coming up for Gettysburg, trying to regain this lead halfway through the game now, 9:57 to go in the second period. Kalamar opposite of Scotty Collinson to take this draw. Puck down, won by Scotty Collinson. Gettysburg maintains control. This shot from the outside, turned aside by Brown, and he will cover 4 seconds into the power play. Another faceoff coming in the same spot. It will be Collinson and Kalamar going at it again. Down that away. Collinson will win this one, but it will go back to the point for Gettysburg. Dumped into the corner by Cooper Matthews. Lewis will battle for this puck along the boards with Diodario. Gettysburg wheeling this puck around on the outside. Kalamar with a shot in through traffic, turned aside. The rebound still loose, kicked away, and Freeze will get this puck out of the zone. Two saves for Sean Brown to keep this game even at 5. Kalamar takes it into the zone himself. Controlled the outside by Freeze. He'll dump it back. Cross ice pass goes across. That one turned aside by Brown. Wheeling this one back again to the outside. Along the board still, looking for options. This one across the ice to Kalamar. Shoots. Saved by Brown, and he will cover. Minute 11 left on the penalty kill for UMBC. Plenty of chances for Gettysburg. Sean Brown standing to the task. Shots on goal in the game. 36 for Gettysburg. 28 for UMBC. 9:08 to go in the second period. It will be Kalamar and Collinson again to take this draw. This one will be won by Collinson. Potential shorthanded rush for Ethan Freeze. Shoots into the right into the chest, and down he goes right into the goaltender. Incidental contact between Freeze and Supes. Gettysburg moving it the other way, looking for a power play chance. Freeze, 8 shots on goal. None of them connect so far. Only a matter of time before he finally breaks one through Supes. Diario works this one behind the net. We'll try a wraparound, easily shut down by Sean Brown. Collinson breaks that one up from Kalamar and out of the zone. He'll keep the pressure on. A little too hard as he goes down on the ice there. Gettysburg wheels it back to the opportunity. Kalamar works it back. He'll look for some options. He'll try one himself and scores. That is a hat trick for Matthew Kalamar. And Gettysburg takes the lead back with 8:22 to go in the second period. Gettysburg has the lead back with the power play goal. Another shot on goal turned aside by Brown as the net comes off its moorings once again. Another delay. Officials will make sure that one is properly mounted into the ice this time as another faceoff coming in the UMBC zone to be taken by Kalamar. He's got the hat trick and 4 points on the night for Gettysburg. This one will go all the way down. Played by the goaltender, no icing. Nicholas Connor picks it up. Right before that power play began, UMBC had an opportunity for an own goal that just went an inch wide. Gettysburg scores on the ensuing power play, and now instead of UMBC with the lead, luck goes against them, and Gettysburg has the lead back. Offside called with 7:46 to go in the second period. This one will be in the neutral zone. Kalamar opposite of Gavin Hayes. Brenner Granston has this one. He'll wheel this one around. Picked back up by Hayes. Back to Granston. Over the line. He's got an opportunity. Takes the shot that just goes wide of the goal. Supes will dive back to cover. Hayes will take this faceoff. He'll win it. Back to Temenak. He'll flip on a goal that goes wide. Picked up by Toms. Toms works it behind the net. Temenak will chase this one down on the boards. Picked up behind. DeAngelis back to the point for Hembrecht. He'll take a shot. Blocked through traffic. Does not get through. DeAngelis has this one back along the boards. He'll look for some options, cuts to the middle, has that one broken up and knocked away, but he will get it back. Trying to circle this one back again. Gettysburg takes possession all the way up and out of the zone, trying to spring Kalamar for a break, broken up by Temenak. Good defensive play from Temenak to break up a breakaway. Gettysburg forced to retreat into their own zone for this possession, started by Nick Connor. Gettysburg tries to move this one ahead. Kyle Quigley moves this one to the outside, trying to cut to the net, trying a wraparound. Does not get through the net, broken up. Gavin Hayes will clear this one all the way up and out of the zone. 6:20 to go in the second period. Nick Connor will wheel this one in himself. He'll take this one from the outside, back to the point for Quinn Calamane. This shot deflected wide, followed by Brown, and kicks it wide. This puck along the boards. Battling for it is Hembrecht. Picked up by Gettysburg again. Backhand into the chest of Sean Brown, and he will cover. 5:57 to go in the second period. A one-goal lead for Gettysburg. Goals so far in the second period have been 4 for UMBC and 2 for Gettysburg. Those two just enough to give them the lead. Goals in this period, Brenner Granston, Nicholas Connor, Dominic DeAngelis, Matt Hembrecht, and Matthew Kalamar. UMBC will control this one. Crystal Lewis on her backhand gets this one up and out. Tries to move it ahead for Poschel, just out of his reach. Wheeling this one back, Lewis just away from Brenner Granston. Granston trying to wheel this one around. He'll lose control, picked up by Gettysburg. They'll try a cross-ice pass that does not connect. Brandon Feldman will move this one up and ahead. Feldman makes a move. Tries to wheel this one on this backhand, a tricky shot that almost fooled Supes. All the way down. Lewis will play this one in her own zone. She's got Collinson on her right, forced to dump it ahead. This one will go all the way down for an icing on UMBC with 5:12 left in the second period. Gettysburg will not take advantage of their free change. They will keep all their guys on the ice here. UMBC forced to. Feldman will take this draw for UMBC opposite of Diario. Brenner Granston controls behind his own net, circles around and controls it, looking to start a rush the other way. Poschel trying to wheel this one back to Brenner Granston. Gettysburg will take control in the offensive zone. Trying to wheel this one ahead, couldn't get it out of the zone. Robbie Wilkinson wheels this one around the point. His shot on goal gets blocked by Poschel. Poschel breaks this one up. Another shot on goal. Bounces, almost gets through Brown, but bounces through the crease and wide. Brenner Granston starting a rush for UMBC. Over the center line, over the blue line. Granston on the outside. Push to the boards behind the net. Able to dump it back off. This one just gets out of the zone. Feldman to Lewis, starting a rush in their own zone. Lewis almost loses control, but gets it back. Looking back for Feldman. UMBC pinned in their own zone now and able to get it out. Neutral zone dump in from Cooper Matthews. Brenner Granston controls this one, moving it ahead to DeAngelis. DeAngelis trying to get this one out. He'll get to this one first down the wing. DeAngelis with an opportunity with a shot. That one turned aside and into the corner. Gettysburg trying to start a rush the other way. That one gets past Granston. Kalamar behind the net. Tries a centering pass on his backhand. They score. The setup by Matthew Kalamar. And Gettysburg takes a two-goal lead with 3:47 left in the second period. UMBC right off the draw with an opportunity to get this one back. Just couldn't bury the rebound as DeAngelis. This one will go down behind the Gettysburg goal to be played by Gettysburg. They'll try to wheel this one ahead. Kyle Bear couldn't get this one out of the zone. Freeze will try to chase this one down opposite of Cetera. Back out to the point, Temanak will try to rip one. That gets blocked. Gettysburg will try to start one up the other way. Kalamar with the assist on the last goal. Cuts to the middle with a shot turned aside by Brown. The rebound goes loose behind the net. Kalamar still has it. Kalamar with a shot turned aside by Brown again. Kalamar knocked down behind the net. Gettysburg forced to pick up the puck. Wheeling this one back to none other than Matthew Kalamar. Tries a centering pass that does not connect, but back out to the point for Cooper Matthews. Kalamar behind his own net. Hit into the boards by Matt Hembrecht. Tries a wraparound try. Shut down at the post by Temanak. This one shot from the outside by Matthews. That one blocked, does not get through. Hembrecht picks it back up. Tripped up by Kalamar, no call coming. Kalamar still picks it up, tries a centering pass, does not connect again. Now Freeze trying to start a rush the other way, trying to control a bouncing puck, just knocked away from him. Nick Connor taken away by DeAngelis, he's got an opportunity. DeAngelis trying to get it on his backhand, had it knocked away by Cooper Matthews. DeAngelis and Matthews still scrum for it as Gettysburg moves it ahead. Lewis will chase this one all the way down. Lewis looks for options, tries to move it ahead to Scotty Collinson. Gettysburg gets it back. They've got a rush the other way. This shot from the outside by Wilkinson. Gettysburg still has it. Tries a cross ice pass. Shot taken, still loose, knocked away by Brown. Still loose in front again. Another shot turned aside by Brown. They've got another opportunity, trying a wraparound, knocked off of the moorings. Puck stays out of the net. Brown in the defense able to stand tall. Disagreement with Scotty Collinson and Quinn Clayman in front of the net. Temanak trying to get off the ice, clearly a little hobbled. Officials will not let him get off the ice for very unclear reasons. Temanak clearly ailing to get off the ice. They will not let them change. UMBC understandably arguing. Wait on the puck drop as officials wait to sort this out, and now they will let him get off the ice. Granson will come on the ice in his stead. 91 seconds left in the second period as Granston will come on the ice for Temanak. 2-goal lead for Gettysburg. Scotty Collinson will take this draw, and he'll win it. Trying to move this one ahead to Schaub. Schaub unable to get it by, trying to get it back to Collinson. Delayed offside. Schaub waits for Collinson to get back. Schaub has the puck in his skates. Picked up by DeMario. Picked up back by Granston. Trying to wheel this one ahead for Hayes. Hayes has an opportunity now on the outside. Has that one broken up by Matthews. Big hit from Hayes on Matthews to knock that puck loose. Matthews trying to get it back and does. Gettysburg with a rush the other way. 2-on-2, Matthews with Klayman. One minute remaining in the period. 45 seconds left in the period. Now this one will go all the way down on Sean Brown and controlled. Picked up by Brenner Granston, trying to get one back before we get to the third. Granston trying to make a move around a couple, has it knocked away. And now Matthew Calamar will move this one ahead to Cetera. Cetera in the offensive zone. He'll try a shot turned aside by Brown. Rebound still loose. Kicked aside by Hayes. 20 seconds left. Back for Calamar. Flubs the shot. Knocked away by Lewis. Calamar has it back. Tries another one. That one goes wide of Brown. That shot goes wide of Brown again on the shot by Connor. Kept in by Calamar. He'll try another shot from the point. Deflected up and wide. 3 seconds, 2-1. That'll do it for the second period. 7-5 for Gettysburg after 40 minutes. UMBC able to tie it at 5, but 2 unanswered goals by Gettysburg has it a 2-goal lead as we head to the final 20. Third period underway. UMBC will begin on the penalty kill. Brenner Granston, 2 minutes for roughing at the very end of the period. Gettysburg will bring this puck into the offensive zone right away, brought in by Nicholas Connor. The centering pass turned aside by Brown. A big save with the blocker. Turned aside, another one into the chest. The rebound still loose, picked up by Gettysburg. Two saves for Brown right off the bat. This one will come on over. This one, the shot from the outside, another save by Brown. He will cover. Three saves right off the bat for Sean Brown. He is up to 51 shots against on the night. 19-19 left in the third period. 40 seconds gone in the penalty for UMBC. Scotty Collinson against Calamar. Calamar wins this one. Tries a centering pass to no one. Back to the point for Nick Connor. Connor wheels the outside, broken up by Scotty Collinson, and now the zone. Ethan Freeze will try to chase it for a shorthanded opportunity. This one will go all the way down. Freeze will pick it up behind the net. Freeze has it, controlling on his backhand. Killing as much time as possible. Works this one around the boards for Feldman. Feldman pushed to the boards. He will simply hold it. 42 seconds left on the penalty kill. Gettysburg will finally come up with it. Nicholas Connor works it ahead. Cetera over the line. Offside on Gettysburg. Whistle goes. 89 seconds into the third period. 32 seconds left on the penalty kill for UMBC. 2-goal game. Gettysburg with a 7-5 lead. Draw one by UMBC back into their own zone, though. Not what they were trying to do as this one comes up for Calamar in the corner. Calamar looks for options. He'll try to call his own number here. Takes the shot. Goes behind Brown. And that is a goal. The puck is in. They score. Calamar took the shot that leaked through Brown. 8-5 for Gettysburg. 18-19 left in the second period. That is Matthew Calamar's 4th goal of the game. And 6th point of the night, as it is 8-5 now for Gettysburg. 3-goal lead, 2 minutes into the period. Gettysburg controls once again. They'll try to work this one ahead. Gettysburg has it back. This one back to Diario. He'll try a shot. That one gets blocked by DeAngelis. Collinson will try to work this one ahead. Collinson gets it back. Works it behind his own cage. He's looking for options. Sends it up the ice just out of the reach of DeAngelis, all the way down for an icing on UMBC. 17:39 left in the third period. 8-5 for the Gettysburg Bullets. So we'll go all the way back down. Scotty Collinson and Matthew Calamar will take this faceoff once again in the UMBC zone. Draw one by Calamar. Back to Matthews. Matthews' shot goes wide. Picked up by Robbie Wilkinson. Wilkinson behind that tries to wrap one in front off the side of the goal and wide. Big hit from Hembreck down in the corner, freeing up the puck. Puck still loose behind the net. This one will be kept in by Matthews. Matthews tries to throw it on goal, wide, picked up by Wilkinson. Wilkinson tries the same thing. This one blocked and picked up by Temenak. Temenak tries to spring DeAngelis just out of his way. That one goes on goal and covered by Sebastian Suits. This faceoff will come down in the Gettysburg zone. Fresh bodies on for everyone. Brenner Granston and Crystal Lewis on the ice for UMBC. Taking the faceoff will be Gavin Hayes. Hayes has 2 goals for himself so far. UMBC just comes up short on the draw. Trying to get it back is Poschel able to, but just has it poked away from him. Gettysburg starting a rush up the other way. Ralph Norse against Lewis. This one to the outside. This shot blocked by Granston into the corner. We'll try a centering pass. That one turned aside by Brown. Granston has it in the corner, looking for options. Tries to work this one ahead for Poschel. Poschel has it. Poschel gets it to Hayes. Hayes gets it into the corner. This one, they'll try a centering pass. It does not connect. This one will go all the way back out to Granston in the neutral zone. Granston chips in. Works it back to the outside. James Poschel controls in the neutral zone. Waits for everyone to get outside before dumping this puck in. That one deflected and picked up by Gettysburg. Gettysburg will take this one over the line. It is DiArdio. This one centering pass into the glove of Brown. Unable to control it. The puck still loose. UMBC able to get it out. Crum will battle for it in the corner along with Lewis. Trying to free this puck up right along the blue line and at least get this puck out of the zone. Crum tries to kick at it. Unable to get it out. Poschel just unable to get it out. DiArdio keeps it in. This one will go all the way down to Ralph Norse on the other end. Gunnar Granston picks this one up. Gets this one out of the zone over the center line. He'll carry this one himself into the zone. Granston takes the shot over the head of Sebastian Supes. Gettysburg gets it back. Controlled in the Gettysburg zone. Still a scrum forward along the boards. Goes to UMBC. Lewis with the shot that goes wide. Chased down by Dom DeAngelis. He'll pick this one up on his backhand and circle it behind the cage. DeAngelis tries a centering pass. Does not get there. And that one just gotten out of the zone by Kyle Quigley. Got that one just past Brenner Granston as Krista Lewis has that one knocked away by Matthew Kalamar. Gettysburg putting the pressure on, but Lewis able to get out of the zone. 15:07 left in the third period. 3-goal lead for Gettysburg. Matthews moving it into the zone, has it knocked away. And Brenner Granston, he'll take this one himself, makes a move up center ice, makes a move around another. He's got Freeze behind him. Knocked into the corner. The centering pass does not connect, broken up by Gettysburg as they'll try to move this one up and ahead again. Over the zone for Gettysburg. Trying to move it for Matthews. Doesn't find him. Kalamar with a big slap shot. That one turned aside by Brown and knocked into the glass. A screen slap shot by Brown. He's able to follow it the whole way and make the save. Gettysburg still has it in their own zone. Shot from the outside. Turned aside by Brown and he will cover for the whistle. 14:28 to go in the third period. Still a 3-goal lead for Gettysburg. Only goal this third period courtesy of Matthew Kalamar. He's got 4 goals and 2 assists on the night. Speaking of Kalamar, he will take this draw opposite of Collinson. Scotty Collinson wins it and dumps it behind the net. Picked up by UMBC, trying to move this one out of the zone. Unable to get it by. Kalamar moves it in, looking for 5 on the wraparound try. The puck comes off of its moorings. And the whistle goes. Kalamar shut down on the wraparound try. He knocks that puck off the moorings. Sean Brown will get 2 minutes for delay of game, knocking the net off the moorings on the Matthew Kalamar wraparound attempt. And Gettysburg now with an opportunity to take a 4-goal lead here in the third period. UMBC bench very clearly unhappy with the call, as is Brown. They will send over Dom DeAngelis to serve the penalty for UMBC. That's a tough call to make at this point in the game. Kalamar will take this draw opposite of Scotty Collinson. They'll still be discussing it. This draw will be won by Gettysburg. This one, Collinson just unable to get out of the zone. Gettysburg able to keep it in. Collinson keeping the pressure on at the point. Getting by him is Wilkinson. They'll wheel this one all the way back up to the point. Kalamar, he'll try one. Turned aside and saved by Sean Brown. 22 seconds down in the penalty kill for UMBC. Sean Brown still discussing with the officials the delay of game call, arguing his case that it's not his fault that he has to push to make a save on a wraparound. Officials look like they're throwing somebody in the crowd out of the game now. Officials talking to someone up in the standings. They've had enough, and our unknown assailant in the crowd is done for the evening as he moves away from the glass. Another, you can argue this is much more of a delay of game than anything Sean caused, making the save on the ice, but nevertheless, puck is down. Scotty Collinson will win this draw the other way, poked away by Freeze. Gettysburg just able to get that out of his reach to stop the breakaway. Clayman has it to the outside. Back up to the point once again for Wilkinson. Gallerman behind the net. Back up to the point for Wilkinson. Wilkinson tries a shot from the outside. That one up into the mesh and out of play. That one will go all the way out behind the boards. 1:03 left in the penalty kill for UMBC. 13:25 to go in the game. 8-5 for the Gettysburg Bullets. This draw will be won by Gettysburg. Klarman gets it back. He'll look back to Connor at the point. Klarman will keep. He'll try this shot from the corner. That one up in the air, covered by Brown, keeping that one out of the net, deflected off of Crystal Lewis and almost found its way into the net. Brown able to cover and keep this a 3-goal game. That'll be another faceoff in the UMBC zone. Feldman opposite of Klarman. Draw won by Gettysburg once again. 40 seconds left on the penalty kill for UMBC. This one all the way back up to the point. Back out to Klarman again. Klarman from the outside tries another opportunity. That one turned aside by Brown, and he will cover once again. 33 seconds left on the penalty kill. Fresh skaters coming on for Gettysburg as they reach the final 33 seconds of this power play. Klarman will stay on the ice without surprise. A draw on the faceoff taken by Gettysburg. Back to the point. Connor back to Klarman. One-timer from the outside just goes wide of the goal. That one batted out of the air by Brady Toms, but just unable to get it out of the zone. Connor tries a cross ice pass to DiArdio. This one back out to Connor. Try to throw one on goal, does not connect. 5 seconds left on the penalty kill for UMBC. They'll try a centering pass, broken up. Penalty over for UMBC, another opportunity. Puck is still loose for Brown, unable to follow up. And the puck goes all the way back out. UMBC kills off the penalty. 12-12 to go in the game. Still 8-5 for the Gettysburg Bullets. Matthew Klarman brings it back himself. He'll circle all the way back around and look for options. Klarman chased down by DeAngelis. He'll try a centering pass that does not connect. This one at the point for DiArdio. Crystal Lewis has it, looking for Brenner Granston. Brenner has it, making a move around a couple. He'll lose it. Backhand try blocked and taken out of the zone by Feldman. Delayed offside on Gettysburg. UMBC with a free touch here. Granston has it, lost it, picked up by Gettysburg. Cross ice pass does not connect. Gettysburg with all the pressure on here. 11:25 left in the third period. Brenner Granston able to get this one out of the zone. He's got Freeze with him at the opposite side of the ice. Granston tries a deke but loses control of it. Kept in for a shot all the way up. Hits the mesh at the top of the rink and goes out of play. 11-11, make a wish, left in the third period. Still 3-goal lead for Gettysburg. Line changes coming for UMBC. Temanak and Matt Hembrecht on the ice for UMBC. Hembrecht with a goal in his debut. This will be won by UMBC, but it will get away from Micah Temanak, and now a potential break. Hembrecht able to break that play up. Gettysburg still has it in the zone. Another great play by Matt Hembrick to break up a potential odd man rush as that pass goes into the skates of Phil Crum. This one will be dumped in by Clayman. Tries to get it for Crum. Crum unable to control it. Picked up by Hayes. Unable to get it by. Hayes still looking to get it into the zone. Looks for Crum. Gets it over for Schaub. Schaub unable to get it through. This one will go back for Hembrecht. Gettysburg has it. Moving it ahead is Cooper Matthews. Matthews one-on-one with Temenak. Matthews trying to make some moves around as the net comes off once again. Play not blown done yet. And now, once again, play blown dead as the net comes off. 10:25 left in the third period. The big guns coming on the ice for UMBC. Scotty Collinson, Dom DeAngelis, and Ethan Fries. Ethan Fries still looking for his first goal of the game, not for a lack of trying. He's got about 9 shots on goal so far in this game. Scotty Collinson will win this draw, but Gettysburg able to control. The rebound still loose in front, trying to jam away at it, still trying to get it through. Gets it behind the net, does not get through Sean Brown. He makes a couple saves there as this one's picked up by Temenak. Trying to find DeAngelis, and now DeAngelis has some control, so he'll take this one over the blue line. DeAngelis tries a cross-ice pass, broken up. Cooper Matthews getting a stick on that to break up a potential rush for UMBC. Granson makes a move around a couple guys as he'll bring this one into the zone. Granson makes a move around a couple, still trying to control this puck. Granson couldn't find any options, has that puck taken away, trying to get it back, and now it's a potential 3-on-1, 2-on-1 for Gettysburg. Cross-ice pass does not connect for Kalamar. Another cross-ice pass, this one broken up by Brenner Granson. Tries to work it ahead for Scotty Collinson, now for Dom DeAngelis. DeAngelis on his backhand down the wing, looking for some options, tries a centering pass to Fries that does not get through. Granson picks his puck up, looks for some options, trying to find Lewis, that pass broken up. Lewis able to get it into the zone regardless. He's looking for some rooms. This one is chipped past Ethan Fries, unable to get it by Scotty Collinson. Collinson making a move around a couple. Collinson into the zone. Collinson knocked off the puck. Gettysburg has it back. 9:05 left in the third period. 3-goal lead for Gettysburg. UMBC in desperate need of one here and quickly if they're going to get back in this game. Dumped all the way back in. Fries will chase this one down behind the Gettysburg cage. Fries, stuffed behind the net, still looking for some options. Picked up by DeAngelis, tries a centering pass to Collinson, couldn't get it tape to tape. Brenner Granson able to keep this one in the zone. His cross-ice pass is broken up by Kalamar. He's one-on-one with Krista Lewis. Kalamar makes a move, shoots it, and rings it off the bar. Kalamar gets it back on the feed. This one up in the air and covered by Brown. UMBC touches up. Another penalty coming to UMBC. Scotty Collinson to the box, another power play for Gettysburg. Timeout for UMBC is over. Collinson to the box for 2 minutes for roughing as UMBC with another penalty to kill late in this game, down 3 goals. This one will go all the way down into the Gettysburg zone. They'll control this one behind their own cage. Try to start a rush up the other way. That one is shut down by Brady Toms. Carrying this one up ahead is Nick Connor. Connor tries to shovel one to the net. That one broken up. Scrum forward along the boards. Picked up behind the net. Try to wheel this one back to Kalamar, unable to get it to him. Kalamar has it at the point. Cross ice pass across. Shot on goal does not get on net. They'll try a wraparound try. Kalamar able to keep this one in. Works it across. Cetera works it around the boards. Working with it behind the net. Cetera still has it, throws one on goal, scores! Michael Cetera with a power play goal, and it is 9-5 for Gettysburg. That goal was deflected by Michael Baer, his first goal of the game, assisted by Michael Cetera. It's 9-5 for Gettysburg, 7:13 left in the game. This will be Kalamar and Collinson taking this draw. One by Collinson. Hembrecht tries to get out of the zone, couldn't get it past Kalamar. Another shot on goal turned aside by Brown. This one will get back to Clayman. Clayman controls. This one back to Cetera. His shot turned aside. This one will go all the way back to Satara at the point. He'll throw one on goal again, saved by Brown up in the air, knocked away. And this play blown dead on a hand pass. UMBC hemmed in their own zone for almost this entire period. And Gettysburg has cashed in for two goals so far. This draw won by UMBC, but Gettysburg still able to keep it in on the zone on the clearing attempt by DeAngelis. Granston has it, tries to work it ahead for DeAngelis, couldn't control the pass. DeAngelis tries to work it ahead for Freeze, just out of his reach. This one will go all the way down and play by the goaltender. He will cover for another whistle. This will be a face-off in the Gettysburg zone with 6:28 to go in the third period. Draw one by Gettysburg in their own zone. This one will come over to Ralph Norse. Knocked off by Brenner Granston. This one will go behind the net. Scrum forward along the boards, picked up again. Ethan Freeze has it. He'll work it back to the point for Granston. That puck just bounces over his stick and out of the zone. Granston, he'll take it into the zone. Granston with an opportunity. His shot along the ice. Granston down on the ice after a hit. No whistle coming here. Granston took a hit on the shot, laboring a bit to get off the ice now as the whistle goes with under 6 minutes to play in the third period. Line changes coming for UMBC after the whistle. Gavin Hayes, Phil Crum, and James Poschel on the ice. Micah Temanak alongside Crystal Lewis on the back end. Gettysburg has it in their own zone. This one taken away by Hayes. Hayes will dump it in to be played by Crum. Crum will try a centering pass that goes off of the outside of the goal. Gettysburg will start a rush the other way with a potential two-on-two. Cutting through the defenses, Matthews cutting to the goal, turned aside and saved by Brown. 5:35 left in the third period, 9-5 for the Gettysburg Bullets. Another save for Sean Brown, as Calamar on the ice for another faceoff opposite of Gavin Hayes. Draw one by Hayes. Temanak tries to dump it out of the zone, unable to get it by. Wilkinson still has it. Tries to work it back to Wilkinson, broken up. It'll go to Calamar instead from the point. Calamar will take this shot. This one's still loose in front. This one will get free. Crum able to get it up and out of the zone, trying to chase it down as Poschel. Poschel maybe with a rush the other way. That one broken up on the back check by Calamar. This one will go down. Crystal Lewis throws it back to Temanak. Taken away by Wilkinson. Wilkinson and Lewis will battle for it. Coming up with it is Gavin Hayes, as that puck glances off the mesh and out of play for another whistle. 4:57 left in the third period. Still a four-goal lead for Gettysburg. Two goals in the third period, one from Matthew Calamar, other from Michael Baer. Extend Gettysburg two-goal lead to 4. Thomas DiDario will take this faceoff alongside Scotty Collinson. Collinson wins it, starts a rush the other way. He's got DeAngelis alongside him. Collinson trying to battle for this puck on the outside. Trying to come up with it along the boards. Gettysburg able to pick it up, trying to clear. Kept in by Temanek. Flips it on his backhand into the boards. Freeze trying to chase it. Lewis trying to keep this one in, just gets Byer. But dumps it back into the zone, delayed offside. Gettysburg allowed to touch up. Gettysburg in their own zone. Freeze tries to break that one up, just goes over his stick, as this one is brought ahead by Diario. Diario knocked into the boards by Scotty Collinson. Ethan Freeze will pick this one up. He'll take it over the line. On his strong side, trying to cut to the net. This one's still there, trying to get it through. And the save by Supes, shutting down Ethan Freeze on his 10th shot on goal of the night. Knocked down by Temanak in the corner. Still trying to wheel this one free. Temanak trying to find Matt Hembrecht unable to get it to him. Hembrecht will wheel this one back in the neutral zone with 3:50 left. This one is broken up by Douglas Harsha. This one through the quick shot on goal. Does not get through to Brown off the side of the net. Picked up again. Centering pass trying to get it through for Harsha. His shot turned aside by Brown. First time we've seen Harsha on the ice so far this game. He'll try another opportunity. That one turned aside by Brown as well. Gettysburg still keeping the pressure on. DeAngelis tries to get this one free. Play blown dead. Potential another power play coming up for Gettysburg. 3:21 left. Early in the power play for Gettysburg. Puck comes in front for the rebound and they score again. None other than Matthew Kalamar scoring for Gettysburg to make it 10-5. 10-5 now the score for Gettysburg with that power play goal from Matthew Kalamar. That is his fifth of the game. Collision at center ice. Down he goes. Icing on UMBC as they blow this play dead. 2:55 left in the third period. 10-5 for Gettysburg, their biggest lead of the game. Talking on the bench continues. Scotty Collinson and Dom DeAngelis have some words for the Gettysburg bench. Probably best I don't repeat them, but Gettysburg wins this faceoff to the outside. That one does not get through to Brown. It bounces wide. Gettysburg controls once again. Kalamar with another shot looking for his sixth. That one turned aside and saved by Sean Brown. Shots on goal in the game, 74-34 for Gettysburg. Shots on goal in the period have been 26 for Gettysburg and 2 for UMBC. This one will try again. Kalamar with another chance. He scores. Goal number 6 for Kalamar with 2:30 to go. It's 11-5 for Gettysburg. 11-5 now the score as we reach the final 2 minutes and 30 seconds of the game. Gettysburg with pouring it on now here in the third period. Ethan Fries now looking to get one back for UMBC down the wing. His shot gets blocked by Cooper Matthews. Fries still has it, tries one of the net, doesn't get through, and covered for a shot on goal, saved by Soups. Only the third shot on goal of the period for UMBC. 2:11 left in the third, 11-5 for Gettysburg. Charles won by UMBC. DeAngelis tries to center this one in front. Fries looking for a rebound, trying to get it through. Another save for Sebastian Soups. A frustrating night for Ethan Fries. As Soups shuts him down again. That is his 12th shot on goal of the game. Unable to get a single one by Soups. UMBC wins this draw again. Temenak loses control, and it is a breakaway for Quinn Clayman on Sean Brown. He scores. Quinn Clayman on the breakaway, unassisted, and it's 12-5. Mercifully for UMBC, under 2 minutes left in this game as Gettysburg pours it on late now. Looking to get one back here as Fries carries it over the line, still looking for his first of the game. He'll cut to the net. That one does not get through. UMBC still controlling it. Back again, this shot one goes wide. Temenak will look to keep it in. On his backhand, tries to find DeAngelis. DeAngelis looking over, bounces that one off the boards, picked up by Connor. Back behind the net for Connor once more. Minute 13 left. Krista Lewis dumps this puck in. Hayes looking to pick it up. This one will go down and out of the zone, chased by Krista Lewis. 1 minute remaining in the period. This will be Nicholas Connor carrying it in for Gettysburg. He'll try a centering pass. That one turned aside by Brown. Connor has it back, trying to wheel this one across out in front again. Still trying to battle for it. Brown covers it up with 40 seconds left. 79 shots on goal for Gettysburg so far. One more will reach 80 7-goal lead for Gettysburg with 40 seconds left. Not much of a pessimist, but 7 goals in 40 seconds might be a little out of reach at this point. Posha will take this draw and win it. Gettysburg gets it back, throws that one on goal and wide. This one dumped up and out of the zone by Schaub, taken by Phil Crum. Crum trying to move it ahead. He'll get this one to Freeze. Freeze, try one himself. That one blocked on the back check by Diodario. This one a shot. They score! Matt Embrek with the shot with 16 seconds left, and UMBC will get one back to make this one 12-6. Final seconds tick off the clock, and that one will do it. Hembrecht gets one back at the very end, but UMBC will fall in this one. Final score 12-6 for the Gettysburg Bullets. No game next week. We will be back at home the week after Thanksgiving. UMBC looking to pick up their first win of the season still. Shots on goal final 79 for Gettysburg, 37 for UMBC. A good debut for Matt Hembrecht with 2 goals, Gavin Hayes with his first 2 goals of the season, and Brenner Granston. Unfortunately, looks like he banged up a little bit towards the end of the game, but still picking up a marker for himself. 6 goals for Matthew Calamar for Gettysburg. 12-6 the final for the Gettysburg Bullets over UMBC.